You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
All right, all right. It's time to talk about how to spell all right.
All right, that's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. All right, Ann, lay it on me. I want to know all the all rights.
Rebecca, I cannot believe we haven't talked about all right before on this show, because the spelling all right as one word, A-L-R-I-G-H-T, has been so resoundingly condemned for over 100 years that it seems like exactly the kind of thing that we would talk about. So here we go. What was really interesting to me once I started looking into this is how many ways and how many different meanings all right carries. Now, as I say this, Rebecca, I would like you to imagine all right spelled as two words, A-L-L-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay, got it.
It's been an adverb and an adjective back a few hundred years. It's an interjection by the early 19th century. Let's start with the adverb. Couple different things it can mean here. It can be the equivalent of indeed, as in, you have my vote all right. And then it can also mean that something has happened in a satisfactory way or as desired. I got your text all right. It came through. Then we have the adjective, which, goodness, can be used in so many ways. It can be the equivalent of okay, as in, this is good or adequate, such as, the cookies are all right.
Trying not to be mean about it, but they are just all right. All right. Yeah.
But in the same vein, if I say, I'll be all right, I could mean that I'm not seriously hurt. Or if I say, this afternoon is all right, that means that the timing, the scheduling is convenient enough. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, if I said of a person, she's all right, what does that mean for you, Rebecca?
I would assume that she's a okay person. She's trustworthy.
Right. Then we have all right to mean permissible, as in, is it all right for me to do that? I hope so, because I just did it. Then also, Rebecca, if I said to you, are you all right in that chair?
You're asking if I'm comfortable.
I know. So many things it can mean. The interjection, it can express that things are in order. All right, I've got this. Or enthusiasm. All right, great job.
Way to go.
It can be concession. Rebecca, will you do it?
All right.
Nicely done. It can change the topic. All right, back to business.
One of the examples that you gave earlier, if you change the inflection a bit, you get a whole other meaning. It was when you said, I got your text message all right, you know, as in it showed up okay, came through. Uh-huh. But if you change the inflection, you get, oh, I got your text message all right. You're not happy about it for some reason.
That's great. Yet another meaning. Then you have the use of all right as a tag question where you're expecting agreement. Park the car in the shade, all right? You expect someone is going to go park the car in the shade. It can be used as a response to a thank you. Rebecca, thank you.
That's all right. It's not quite you're welcome, but it's kind of a, that's okay, it's no biggie kind of thing.
Right. And there we see that way in which it is often synonymous with okay. Now, the spelling as one word shows up by the late 19th century. And I do want to note that by the 1990s, you have the African-American English variant spelled A-I-G-H-T, I. And the one word spelling, A-L-R-I-G-H-T, is quickly condemned. And Rebecca, I realize that we do not have time to talk about that condemnation. What shall we do?
You know, I counted, I think, 17 different all rights when you were going through those. I kept a tally. All right, I think we're just going to have to do a two-parter. So I guess we will continue next week.
All right, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, all right, all right.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner language guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.